This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The confusion over what exactly is going on in this economy, the what, if you will, exists on a couple of levels. The macro, why the labor market doesn't seem to be slowing down in spite of all those rate hikes from the Fed, for instance. But also on the micro, consumers and how we are supposed to know what's going on. Jordan talked about retail a couple of minutes ago. People still spending money on cars and furniture and electronics. But at the same time, surveys still do show that people are worried about inflation and the chance of recession. A new survey, that is, from PwC says 96% of consumers say they're going to start doing some cost saving over the next 6 months. In other words, there is a disconnect between what people say and what they do. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab is here to explain what gives.
When times get uncertain, people look for ways to trim some fat. Colin Jordan in Scottsdale, Arizona, recently left a blockchain startup to open his own marketing company. And for him, the fat is his lunch salad.
Now I have to, get up a little bit earlier, make something for breakfast, make something for lunch. We save a lot of money that way.
Saving with plans to spend. His family's taking a trip to Europe soon. It was originally for his grandma's 80th birthday, but got postponed because of COVID. She just turned 83.
Who knows when we would get to be able to do this again? So I will eat ramen for the next 6 months if I have to.
We're still reeling from the pandemic, and it shows up in how we spend money. Joanne Hsu, who directs the surveys for consumers at the University of Michigan, says we've been living through 3 years of economic craziness.
We have this period of pandemic, inflation, all this uncertainty, political polarization.
How tiring, because we've had our defenses up for so long. And how confusing, because we're bracing for a recession while unemployment is historically low. Hsu says this is why there's a mismatch between what we say and what we do.
Because consumers aren't responding to just one slice of the economy, they're responding to their entire experience.
That's why you might fall into this pattern of budgeting while splurging. Ravi Dhar directs the Yale Center for Customer Insights.
For example, if you stop eating out in an upscale restaurant, that suddenly allows you to actually spend more money on DoorDash.
He says this can lead to saving, but also more spending on a cup of coffee or a tube of lipstick.
And the affordable luxuries, as they call them, they can actually increase in sales because of the stressful moments that people have in their lives.
Save money by staying in on a Friday night and lighting that new lavender candle you just bought to make yourself feel better? Just a hypothetical. But hey, it makes sense to me. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.